Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Lower again today in grain futures and everything but Kansas City wheat, which was only marginally higher, a penny and a half higher in December 14 at 561 and three quarters. Now, July of 2015 was about unchanged at 561 and a half. We have a situation here where there's not very much carry in the market, as all prices all the way out through next July, which is the next new crop, all about 560 to 570 range. So we could get some inversion there, but at this point, it looks like there's plenty of wheat, not only here in the United States, but also in the world, and that should keep a lid somewhat on wheat prices from any sort of rally. Now, we are oversold, so if it does rally some, I think that the majority of people would be in the boat of sell the rallies, especially out in July 15. If you're going to grow it, it might be an opportunity to try to lock in some higher prices. But corn and beans continue their slide today. Both of them made new lows again. So it's really just an everyday thing here, as we've been selling off since about the 1st of May in both of those contracts. They're both oversold, and a lot of people are looking for a rally just to cure the oversold condition.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Sorting through yesterday's crop progress report, moving along nicely with 90% dented in corn, 92% average, 42% mature, a little bit behind as 54% is the average. Harvested 7%, a bit behind there as well. Normal or the five-year average is 15%. And the crop condition was the same in the good to excellent category as last month, and of course still higher than last year. Soybeans, dropping leaves, 45%. The five-year average was 53%. Harvested, only 3% harvested. We're normally, we're at 8%. And then in the good to excellent category, it actually dropped 1% on the week. Most people are saying that that is due to the freeze or the colder temperatures in the far north. Now, cotton was 58% planting bolls, right in line with the five-year average. Harvested, 8% harvested, 9% is the average. Texas and Louisiana are the two leading states. Texas at 16% harvested. And, of course, here in Oklahoma, we have not harvested any cotton up to this point. Cotton condition remains pretty strong at 48%, good to excellent.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle and nickel lower at 155.45, December up 7 at 158.72. October feeder cattle 87 higher at 230.15, November up 110 at 228.52. October lean hogs 57 higher at 107.87, and December down 45 at 95.25. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat up 1 and 3 quarters at 562, March up 1 at 566 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down 3/4 at 476. December corn down 4 3/4 at 325.5. March down 4.5 at 338.25. November soybeans down 2 at 936.25. January down 2 at 943.75. October cotton down 193 at 62.93. And December up 24 at 62.83. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.